As the beloved Lady Master Nadja speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty Iron Presence to bless her and bless beloved Shananda for all their service to the Iron Student Body, to all they do for mankind. May our mighty Iron Presence, through us, join in their every effort to bring into outer manifestation quickly that which will set mankind free as soon as possible. Good afternoon, beloved ones of the light. I bring you greetings from a far land, a land whose light none will ever dim, a land whose light shall reach across the seas and join yours until the earth one day shall blaze like the cave of light in India. And that light will once again speak its heart to the universe as in that former time when the earth was self-luminous and mankind had not learned how to defy God. I wish you to feel today how close you can come to that great powerhouse of light which it is my privilege to help guard. Great are the blessings that have poured forth from the cave of light throughout many, many centuries. And those who have guarded have naturally been the ones who have received much of that blessing. Now, since you are in the activities of the outer world, and yet by the turning of your attention to us can connect with that power of light in the cave of light in India, you too may help to be the dispensers of its blessings, and as you carry them to life everywhere, you too will receive the greatest blessing because of that service. You do not realize how surely, how absolutely certain is the arrangement of life by which you may enter in to our great powerhouse in the cave of light and receive from time to time as much as you are able to use, without money, without price, without any demands from us, except that through your attention, you become one with that which pours forth to bless you and your world at your conscious command. Now you know, when you want something from each other, or in the commercial world, you desire something that some firm has as a product, you take your telephone, you make your desire known, and you have shipped to you what you desire. But you have to pay for it, don't you? You have to do something besides let your attention rest on it. In this outer world arrangement which you live in, you have to give something back to the channel from whence you gain it. But dear hearts, we do not treat you like that. It doesn't cost you anything to turn your attention to us, but a little happiness and willingness on your part, and we can reply, we can send back whatever you ask us to pour forth from that light. And it doesn't cost you anything to receive it, and doesn't cost us anything to send it. We don't have to pay any express charges. You don't have to pay any telephone money for your conversation or to gain your, get your idea over to us as to what you want. It doesn't cost you anything to get in touch with us, and it doesn't cost us anything to give you our gift. And we can give more than all the money on earth could ever buy. And yet we receive so little of your attention. Did you fully understand what that cave of light means? Did you fully understand the power that is there? Did you understand what it could do for you? You would not forget us. So today, I am here to remind you of our presence. Because there are many gifts that are the natural outpouring from that cave of light. Gifts that you can have just as well as you can have air to breathe. Gifts that will bless you, all you contact, will pour forth through you to the rest of mankind, and that will raise everywhere you go all that you contact. So I'm here to remind you of some of our gifts. As you move in the business activities of the outer world, you many times feel the depression, the impurities, the obstruction, and the struggle, due entirely to the fact that the people won't put their attention on our light, and for no other reason. If they continue to look into the source of darkness, when they continue to look into the shadow, instead of turning about and facing the light, they will only know and become that which is in the shadows. If they seek the shadows for entertainment, then they will have the misery that is in the shadows. But those who with wisdom seek our divine gifts may have all the blessings that abide within the cave of light in India. And who can tell me how much is within that light, what is within that light, and what that light has done for thousands and thousands of life streams throughout the centuries. I am privileged to be one of its guardians. And I have cause to know the blessings that have come forth from that mighty treasure house of God's love. And to prove the power of my gift today, I challenge you to give me just 5 minutes a day in uninterrupted silence and love to the cave of light in India. And let me in that 5 minutes pour back to you a stream of energy that will unite its blessings with your life forever. Blessings which you can never give except you receive them from us. Blessings which you can never lose because they will become a permanent part of your life stream. And yet blessings which forever grow and expand as you give them to others. You may give all that you receive from us. And yet, as soon as that is sent forth to lift the rest of life, you have been given 1,000 times more in its place. You can never deplete the gift we give. The more you give it, the more you will have. of it in yourself. Because our gift of light ever contains within itself its eternal expanding power and perfection and boundless manifestations of love and joy that are indestructible in the universe. Because I tell you truth when I say that that love from the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, which produces a manifestation of light such as is concentrated in the Cave of Light in India, that love is the immortality of the universe. Therefore, when we give you that light of that love, we have given you the eternal love from the great central sun, the eternally sustained, ever-expanding joy of life, just living in the universe, according to its own great law of love, ever-expands joy that none can destroy. When you realize that that love alone is the immortality of life, only love is immortal, then when you see the manifestation of light, you will realize that love has brought the illumination of its happiness into outer manifestation as light. And since the Cave of Light in India is such an intense concentration of that love, which the great ones have held there for centuries, and which produces so intense a light that you can scarcely look into it. Yet, if you are fearless enough to walk into its blazing heart center, you become its immortal happiness. That is the overpowering presence of God. That is the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun's own heart's flame of God's overpowering presence. And you may call upon us through your attention any moment, day or night. We are always available. It costs nothing to connect with us. It costs you nothing to receive our gift. And yet, the shadows have made you think you did not have time for immortal happiness. Strange, isn't it? Isn't it strange? The hypnotic power of this outer world that demands and demands and demands your energy and makes you believe you cannot have the immortal happiness of the love that produces all creation. Now, if you will begin to use the phrase, I am God's overpowering presence of immortal love, on that victory of eternal happiness shall free all I conquer. Try this expression for a week. See for yourselves that which becomes a permanent part of your world. Then will you find the desires in your heart desires that have been the divine plan of your life stream from the beginning, desires that should have long ago pictured their manifestation in the physical octave, you will find them fulfilled one by one in a natural sequence of normal events of the outer world. I mean normal from our standpoint. That begins to set your world into divine order. And then will your hearts leap with joy as you realize that the things you are going to bring forth this time are imperishable. I am the overpowering, immortal presence of God's love. In the cave of light, illumining all with such light as mankind can scarcely comprehend. Strange, isn't it, that those gifts of such magnitude, so freely offered, that are eternal in their blessing and happiness, that we have to come into the darkness of the outer world and beg mankind to take them. Strange, isn't it, this darkness into which mankind has continued to explore in its sinking desires. Who of you can tell me the happiness that is in that light? Who can of you can tell me the happiness that is in the immortal love that can illumine the atmosphere wherever you go? You think you have happiness temporarily here and there in the physical octave by temporary sensation, but you know not happiness. You have never touched the fringe of happiness until you have entered in to the immortality of that love that can produce light, music, manifestation on the instant by just the joy of its expanding action. Today, I'm offering you the invitation to come sometime each day and drink at the fountainhead of our love. Drink in the light and the power of the cave of light in India, that which is constructive within you may be clothed in the immortality of the universe. Our love that always produces light. May I illumine something to you when sometimes in your application or your quiet moments you see a tiny spark flash, sometimes when the eyes are closed, sometimes in the atmosphere. Sometimes you see a flash of light, a spark, a flame. Sometimes you feel just a sudden glow of light and happiness. And most of the time, you don't even recognize it. You see it. You say, oh, I saw light. And that's as far as you know anything about it. Does it occur to you that when you see the star flash, sometimes the point of light flash within, sometimes the flame, does it occur to you that the immortal love of the universe is trying to gain your attention and offering you a blessing forever that you do not even recognize is near. Because the outer world has hypnotized mankind into believing that this has to be done and that has to be done in the physical life, and it's more important than love that created the universe. If you would have the good things of your world sustained, if you would have them expanded and more brought to you, begin this acknowledgement of the immortality of love. The desires riot, the senses riot in the feeling world of mankind, in the student body less than the rest of the world, but still the senses riot much too often for your peace of mind. I am come today to extend an invitation to those of you who think you can find time to accept the immortality of our love, that its illumination may flood your world with that which you will enjoy. Thank you, my loved ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, will you come with me on a mental journey? Will you try to imagine in your own mind, or at least try to understand, and ask your presence to make you know how great is the love of the being and the beings who drew that concentrated electronic force of love so great centuries agone, and have held it in that spot in the Cave of Light in India for the purpose of purifying and illumining and freeing those whose attention was drawn there and whose hearts desire once again return to the land of love. Do you know how much power it takes to produce a light so intense that you can't gaze into it? And as is described in the magic presence, when that door swings wide and you gaze upon it for the first time, it looks like the heat, the white heat of a great furnace. The average person standing in front of that would fear to enter in. The average person would not cross that threshold because of fear. And why do you think fear exists? Because there is not love. Love is immortal, therefore you cannot kill it. While fear shuts the door to every good thing, if you allow it to exist in your world. The human eye, beholding that light, know not. And that within that cave of light is the most heavenly sensation you could ever experience. And to fearlessly enter into that without a moment's hesitation means that the nature of that individual had love paramount. And such was the experience of your beloved messenger, the Blessed Godfrey. I am hoping by invitation that more of you will want to experience the feeling of love's immortality in that light that is so intense that it is a magnet that draws you into itself, irresistible and in such happiness that you can never forget it. Never. In all eternity, you would never forget the ecstatic thrill of being drawn into the light by the irresistible power of immortal love. What have you in the physical world to compare with that? With all your sensations and all your experiments and all your experiences and all your desires, what have you to compare with that? Just so does the etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany left by the mighty Master Jesus keep drawing and drawing and drawing upon the energy in the mental and feeling world of mankind until one day that love becoming luminous in the atmosphere will draw with irresistible power upon the life streams of mankind until they arise into the perfection of immortality. So today, in our visit, I am the bearer of an eternal gift to you. Just try to remember when we ask you to pour forth love and kindness where hatred seems to be, that we are asking you to help us bring immortality in its eternal happiness, bear to that part of life. Only love is immortal. Why waste your time on anything that is transient? This constant, changing, passing picture of the outer world's activities, here one moment, gone the next, they know not what they want, and when they want something and they get it, then they don't want it. They don't know for 5 minutes ahead of time what they want, and after they have it, they're not contented. And then everybody tries to take something away from somebody else, and where are you? In chaos and darkness. And yet immortal love, light eternal, has called throughout the centuries to gain your attention enough to teach you about itself. May we have the privilege from today of calling your attention to the mighty outpouring from the cave of light in India more often than heretofore, because you're going to need more of that love in the management of the energy that others have charged with darkness. May our light ever stand a beacon before you May it be a steady reminder of the power we have to give you, whatever makes you victorious. May our reminders to you ever make you remember that love, the immortality of happiness, is calling you to accept the powers by which you may free life from the experiments of the shadows. Even the tones of the bell that sounds throughout the palace of light brings a flash of light into the atmosphere. And with it comes the loving appreciation and beauty of sound that forever reminds us of our source, the central sun. I am here to place in your outer intellect a reminder of all the wonderful blessings and all the gifts that are within life and all the happiness that you ought to have in the physical experiences of this world. But they only come from love that is immortal. But I shall remind you again and again and again where the treasure house of life abides, and of the wondrous gifts within that treasure house that are as free to you as the love that created you. That love in the great central sun that sustains a whole system of worlds, that love that gives such beauty and happiness, such magnificent, majestic accomplishment, since such marvelous manifestation, such powers of creation, as only those know who wield them. That great central sun is ever surging to blaze and to bless all that is in manifestation with its eternal happiness. And that great immortal source of life, the immortality of the universe, is ever seeking to release mankind from their self-chosen shadows of defiance. May I ask the student body from today to cultivate a loving, willing assistance to each other, and to remove from within yourselves the demand to always have your own way. Learn to give in to others that happiness may take the place of the shadows, and accept it be for a downright principle of right and wrong. It's so easy to give happiness through giving the love that is life. Great, great harmony. As we proceed in the coming week, as we receive your calls through your attention, I would like it if you choose to make a note this week of your feelings before and after you turn your attention to the Cave of Light in India and ask that the immortal love of that happiness become a cave of light around you until its light becomes intense enough to illumine the atmosphere about you. And then you just have to be the presence of immortal love. May I hope that your happiness from today will be the immortality of life, the love from the central sun that knows only perfection, and the ever-expanding outpouring of itself in which it enjoys giving to everybody and to everything its own great, loving, glorious, dazzling light. This love is very much needed in the darkening world of outer activities. And if we can depend on you to intensify it as much as possible by the power of the Cave of Light in India, it will do much for your affairs, much for your health, much for your loved ones, and will be a means of much greater safety in your nation. Therefore, if each of you can become a tributary to the power of immortality that is focused in the Cave of Light in India, we can render a service through you into the outer world by pouring forth the power that comes under our direction. This will help greatly to steady the nation against that which would want hate to take its toll again through one cause or another. The shadows of human mistakes, the shadows of human viciousness, and of human creation must be illumined by the power of immortal life, and that is our love, which is light. May you draw it without limit as often as you can in the coming week into yourselves, your homes, and your worlds, and become a son of its presence, so that wherever you move, its immortal radiance becomes permanent illumination to the planet. Then once again will the planet Earth sing the song of eternal light. This time to expand its glorious radiance into the sun of everlasting freedom. May you all participate in that joy with us and go forward to help illumine life everywhere you go with the immortality of our love. Therefore, may the power, the full power of the Cave of Light in India enter into each of you, become your world, clothe you in its victory, and lift you above every shadow of outer world experience until your dazzling radiance shows the rest of mankind where to look for freedom from distress. I bear you the love and greetings from my brother Shananda. And in that great service which he renders to life, he is so glad and so willing at any time to flood you whatever you think is the help you require, but which I know to be only the need of immortal love, the happiness of eternal light. As you enter into that light, you will become its master presence, and then willpower of the electronic force and power of our love become a very practical thing for you in your daily activities of the outer world, and there will be no longer veils between. In the fullness of all that immortal love can give, in the eternal happiness of the light which that immortal love pours forth, I clothe you today in visible, tangible substance, and may it remain in your world to ever expand its light until that love within you grows so great that it automatically illumines all things to you on its own pathway that takes you forward to the freedom for which you have called, that is your destiny and is consummated in the attainment of the ascension. And the ascension but means to turn your back on the shadows of human experience and let the light of immortality, eternal love, draw you into the fullness of its perfection and make you forget all that is not itself. May that mantle of that love, which it is my privilege to offer, clothe you today and make itself felt very tangibly at all times, until your own immortal love illumines all things in your world unto the final attainment of your victory. In the eternal joy of that moment, you will remember my words of today and wonder how anything in the physical world could hold you so long from the freedom of immortal light, immortal love, immortal happiness. There alone do you belong, and only there will you be eternally happy. Until then, may my love draw you on into its dazzling light and let you accomplish to your heart's content that which purifies the world and rebuilds it with the perfection that now must become immortal. Thank you, beloved ones of America, the Cave of Light in India calls to your heart's flame to become its dazzling light in the Western world. Thank you. Beloved Nadja, thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness to us. Thank you for your offer of assistance. May the fullness of everything your heart can do for us be drawn into the outer by those under this radiation. And the light becomes so bright in America that no longer can the shadows find any place to exist. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of the cosmic light as of a thousand suns and the power from the Cave of Light in India. that great immortal flame of eternal happiness and perfection comes into outer action through us, and the light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter until none can behold the shadows longer. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything that the light holds to bless us, and everything you know we require to go forward and compel the victory of the light to illumine everything quickly. Thank you, precious Daddy. We ask you to keep in sustained action whatever you know will make us the victory of your love and your light to the earth and to life everywhere forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to flood forth everything of the sacred fire that makes that eternal love and eternal light and eternal happiness the only acting presence through unto those under this radiation. Do thou, seven mighty Elohim of creation, charge and seal every person, place, condition, and thing under this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, command and compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its shadows the eternal light of immortal love, move us forward, the victory of Saint Germain's freedom and the authority of his love, the goddess of justice, victory of divine justice, until wherever we go, that flame goes before us and compels all into divine order, harmoniously and permanently unto the end. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified to whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame of immortal love that brings light eternal everywhere on this earth that the shadows seem to be, until no longer can anyone find the shadows whereby to exist. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep that expanding a worldwide victory to compel the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we stand shoulder to shoulder with Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy, mighty victory, and all the great ones, so the cosmic beings say, well done, and the victory of the ages has consumed the shadows forever, and even taken the records of their memory out of the universe. And all mankind are compelled to see their own I Am presence and the ascended ones face to face and give the cooperation that helps life to free them quickly. To all who govern these activities of the sacred fire, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the immortal love, light, and happiness necessary of that overpowering presence of God from the great central sun brought into the physical world to put an end now and forever to all that is of human limitation and distress.